As lawmakers assess the budget, the rhetoric about spending and saving projections and priorities heated up. Democrats face a heavy lift in implementing the agenda proposed in the president's 140-page outline, which is a precursor of the full budget the president will send Congress in April. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the budget outline shows President Obama is keeping to his pledges of fiscal responsibility.
The budget is consistent with the president's message of accountability, fiscal responsibility, transparency from the standpoint of how we approach it. It reflects the values that he conveyed about investing in education and energy and health care, also in how we grow our economy through infrastructure and how we support our troops.
A key part of the budget involves health care, with $634 billion proposed over 10 years drawn from tax increases on the wealthy and medical system savings to expand coverage for Americans. Republicans say President Obama's plan to raise taxes for families earning more than $250,000 a year would harm small businesses, eliminate jobs, deepen the recession and the national debt. Here are Republican Representative Paul Ryan and House Minority Leader John Boehner.
It's a spend, tax, and borrow our way into prosperity budget. It proposes bigger government with higher spending, higher taxes, and higher debt as a means to produce prosperity in America.
There's been too much spending under Republicans over the last couple of years. But if you begin to look at what's happened over the last month and what's being proposed in this budget, the president's beginning to make President Bush look like a piker when it comes to spending.
Senator Judd Gregg, the ranking Republican on the Senate Budget Committee, said there are some good technical aspects to the budget, but he assailed proposed tax increases and spending.
There are massive tax increases in this bill, in this proposal, $1.4 trillion by our calculation. That's a big number. Massive new spending in this bill, just in the health care area, approximately $1.4 trillion of new spending.
But President Obama's budget director, Peter Ortsag, says Republicans are just wrong in their assertions about the president's tax proposals.
The assertion that we're raising taxes in the midst of a recession is just factually wrong. And in fact, we just cut taxes as part of the Recovery Act, which is exactly what is appropriate from a macroeconomic perspective to boost aggregate demand during a downturn.
House Budget Committee Chairman John Spratt says compared to the 8 years of the Bush administration, President Obama is directly confronting economic problems.
President Obama, to his credit, has responded with a budget which shows that he's not flinching or stalling, but he's meeting the challenge head on.
As they look at possible legislative action this year to reform health care, Democrats are also assessing how to move forward with long-postponed steps to reform costly government entitlement programs such as Social Security, as well as the tax system itself. Democratic Senator Kent Conrad heads the Senate Budget Committee.
To pursue not only reform of the entitlements, but reform of the revenue system. There is just too much leakage in this system, and beyond that, it does not position us well to compete in a globalized world economy.
Congress is not bound to a president's budget proposals, and this is the first step in a process leading to approval of a budget resolution that sets broad spending, tax, and economic goals. Congressional committees begin hearings on President Obama's budget next week. Between now and October 1st, when the 2010 fiscal year begins, lawmakers will also work on the regular appropriations bills to fund government operations. Dan Robinson, VOA News, at the Capitol.